If you are ill, you can lean on the wall, that's fine. Exactly.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هذه اللذات الموت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسر الدرس الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us once again with this blessed day, the day of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is a very, very blessed day. You know, sometimes we take it for granted. We just make it our routine. Oh, Jumu'ah is here. We need to go to the masjid. We pray salah. No, but we need to think for us. We need to think for a moment that this is a very, very blessed day. It's the best day of the week, the day of Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has not just blessed us with this day, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us once again to come to the masjid and offer our Jumu'ah salah. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. We show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned in the previous week as well, that when we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give us more tawfiq to do more good a'mal. You know, Allah says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you show gratitude to Allah, if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will increase you. Allah will increase you. So this thank, it could be in our worldly matters as well. Allah gave us money, we thank Allah, Allah will give more. Similarly, Allah gave us tawfiq to come to the masjid, we thank Allah, Allah will give us more tawfiq next time. We read Quran, we thank Allah, oh Allah, it was because of your tawfiq I was able to do this. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us this beautiful day, the day of Jumu'ah. You know, as Muslims, our purpose of coming to this world is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our purpose. And if we have achieved that purpose, then we have achieved the purpose of coming to this world. Remember, we have not come to this world on our own. Allah has sent us to this world. Right? Allah has sent us to this world for a purpose. It's not that, oh, we have just come here for no reason. You know, it's like if somebody is working under you, if someone is working under you, and you send him that, you know what, I want you to go from here to London, for example. And you don't tell him the reason that why are you sending him there. He'll tell, oh, why should I go there to London? Have you got some work, or am I going on a holiday? Or give me some work, give me a task, and then you send me to London, that makes sense. Yeah, you won't send someone just, you know, you don't call your worker and say that, you know what, I want you to go from here to London. And he asks you why, just for no reason. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so, you know, these are just our day-to-day routine, day-to-day tasks that we do. Now, how would it be possible that Allah sends us to this world, He made this entire universe for no reason? It's impossible. It could not be happening like that. There is a reason behind it. And the reason is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that I haven't created the jinn and the humans, but so that they worship me, meaning they recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our purpose. Now, mashallah, you know, we all know that the way to achieve that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by doing good deeds. And mashallah, we all know that, we all acknowledge that. For example, a person reading the Quran, mashallah, he wants to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are coming to the masjid, why? We want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're performing optional salah on top of faraid. Faraid, we have to do it. There is no choice. We have to perform our faraid. But if a person is performing optional salah, tahajjud salah, and all the other optional salah as well, why is he doing it? To achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So we all understand that. But today what we need to understand is that, like, how when we perform our optional salah, we get closer to Allah, we achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But more important than doing the optional ibadah, is to stay away from sins. Stay away from sins. In that way also, we are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but sometimes we don't think it in that way. For example, you know, if a person has a business, right? If a person has a business, and here he's got an opportunity that if he deals it in interest, he can make lots of money. He can make lots of money if he deals in interest. There's a business deal that he's dealing with. Now, if he thinks, oh, if I deal with interest here, I'm going to make a lot of money. And he stays away from it. No, I can't work in interest. Allah has forbidden it. It's not allowed for me. Now, see, that person has just stayed away from sin. That is also an ibadah. That is also an act of worship. Through that, you are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. We don't think in that way sometimes. If a person is reading tahajjud, we think, mashallah, he's getting closer to Allah. Yes, he's getting closer. But the other person who is staying away from sin, he's also getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, that is more important. That is more important. Because if you haven't performed any optional salah, any optional ibadat, the nawafil, right? Allah will not question you why you haven't done it. But if you do a wrong thing, if you do a sinful act, Allah will question you why you've done it. Right? So staying away from sin is very, very important if we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Staying away from sins. Now, you know, how can we stay away from sin? How can we stay away from sins? MashaAllah, there are one of the very, very powerful ways is that we should always be remembering our death. Always remember our death. Always remember our death. For example, you know, if there is a desire in our heart, if there is a desire to do a sin, to commit a sin, always think for a while that what if I die whilst committing the sin? What if I die? And you know, it's not to be scared of, it's not to scare someone or to frighten someone, but this is a reality. This is a reality. We all have to leave this world one day. We all have to leave it. Yeah, it's nothing to be scared of because we all have to go one day. In fact, it's such a reality, you know, it's such a reality that everyone accepts it. Everyone accepts it. Whether a person believes in Allah, he doesn't believe in Allah. Whether a person, he is a knowledgeable man or he's an ignorant man. Whether he is a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Whether he is very clever, he's very intelligent or he's an ignorant man. Everyone accepts this fact that we all have to leave this world. We all have to leave this world. It's a reality. No one can deny it. Because we all see it every day. We all see it day in, day out. People leaving this world. It's a reality. No one can deny it. So the way to get ourselves protected from sin is that whenever such desire comes in our heart, we always think that, no, I have to leave this world one day. What if I die whilst committing the sin? And inshallah, if we make this a habit, it will help us to stay away from sin. This will help us to stay away from sin. You know, shaitan tries to trick a man. Sometimes, and you know, sometimes shaitan makes a person think that, oh, I'm still young. I'm still in my 20s. I'm still in my 30s. I'm still in my 40s. In my 50s, there's still a long way to go. I'm not going to live very soon now. I'm not going to leave this world very soon. But remember, that's a misconception and that's a trick from shaitan. Shaitan, that's a trap from shaitan. Right? That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith he says, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. That there are two things that Allah has blessed us with, which we take it for granted. Which we take it for granted. Number one is siha, the good health that we've got. See, alhamdulillah, we all have good health. We've come to the masjid to offer our salah. There are so many people who are in the hospitals. They want to come here, but they're not able to come here. Why? Because their health is not permitting them. Yeah. So good health, it's a blessing from Allah. Use it in a right way. Use it in a way that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Good health and free time, faragh, free time. MashaAllah, we've got time today to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who knows, there might be a time, we might get a time in our life where we want to do something, but time is not permitting us. We haven't got enough time to do. So use our time sensibly. Use our time sensibly. In a similar manner, our health, in a good cause, in a way that we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, it's a reality. And that is the reason, the hadith that I just recited, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَكْسِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. That remember in abundance, the thing that crushes your desire, the thing that crushes your desire, and that is death. That is death. So you know, we have to live our life in such a way that we're always ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, I need to ask this question to myself. We all need to ask this question, that what if the angel of death was to come now and to take us from this world? Are we ready to meet Allah? Are we ready to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah, it's a reality. Yeah, it's a reality. Are we ready to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the answer is yes, then we thank Allah and we say we prepare for it. We go more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if the answer is no, then we all have to work hard for it. We all have to work for that day. And remember, it's not difficult at all. You know, sometimes we tend to think that, oh, if we want to get closer to Allah, it means we need to stay in the masjid 24 hours. No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that it's not hard at all to get closer. It's very easy. It's the easiest thing to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah, Allah is all merciful. He's always ready to forgive us. He's always ready to forgive us. It's just that we need to make the effort. Firstly, we need to make the intention that we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to achieve His pleasure. And always remember that one day we have to leave this world. You know, there was a pious man by the name of Abdul Rahman bin Abi Nu'am. In his era, a man had a thought that I will go to those people who are considered to be pious in this city, and I'm going to ask them a question. I'm going to ask them one question. And the question is that if you were to find out, and if you knew that today is your last day, and tomorrow you're going to leave this world, how are you going to spend that day? How are you going to spend that day? So a man had this thought that I'll go to everyone, whoever is considered to be pious man, God-fearing man, muttaqi man, I'll go to them and I'll ask each of them that if you knew that today is your last day in this world, what are you going to do? How are you going to spend it? So he went to each of them. So some people said, we are going to read Quran. They said, we're going to do this. And he made a note of this. And he said, inshallah, I'll try to do all these a'mal now. Right? And then he came to a man, this pious man, Abdul Rahman bin Abi Nu'am rahimahullah, and he asked the very same question to him as well, that if you knew that today is your last day, tomorrow you're going to leave this world and you're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are you going to spend that day? You see the answer that he gave. He said, I will do the exact same thing as I do every day. I'll do the same thing that I do every day. Meaning, I have made my routine thinking that this could be my last day. So every day the routine that I've got, I've made a routine, I've made that timetable, thinking that this could be my last day, and as in that manner I've made my routine. So there is no chance I can change here and there, because that routine is planned in that way that this is my last day. It's a very, very powerful lesson for me and you. You know, every day of our life that we live, firstly we need to make a routine. Because if we don't make a routine, if we don't make our timetable, then you know, sometimes hours and hours are being wasted and we don't even know. Hours and hours gets wasted. So make our routine, and when we make our routine, our timetable, we need to make it in such a way that thinking that this could be my last day, this could be my last day in this world. Am I be preparing to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In that way we make our routine. So brothers, we all need to remember that we all have to leave this world. And remember, the most certain thing in this world is death. The most certain thing, meaning everyone accepts it. And the most uncertain thing is the time of death. The most uncertain thing is the time of death. We don't know when we are going to leave this world. So there is no other option but just one option. And that is that we have to prepare for it. We can't run away from it. And when the time comes, you cannot delay. You cannot bring it forward. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. You cannot delay, you cannot bring it forward. The only option is we prepare for it. I'll just end on one incident. It's a very, very powerful lesson and a moral that gives, this incident gives us a very, very powerful lesson. You know, there was a king by the name of, a khalifa by the name of Harun al-Rashid. Rahimahullah, Harun al-Rashid. In his time, there was a pious man by the name of Behlul. Behlul was a pious man. And because of his simplicity and his piety, sometimes people would think him that he's a foolish man. People would regard him as a foolish man. Bewakuf admi, because of his simplicity. And this Khalifa Harun Rashid, the king, had given permission to him to come to his palace whenever he wanted. So he told his guards that, you know, whenever this man comes, you can let him in. He can come to my palace whatever time, whenever he wants to come in. He's got permission. Yeah, free entry. He can come in anytime he wants. Now one day he comes to this king, and he says, the king says to that pious man, to Behlul, the king says that, you know what, I've got this wooden stick, and I want to give this as a gift. I want to give this as a gift. And I want to give this as a gift to that man who is more foolish than you. Who is more foolish than you. In other words, he was trying to say that, according to me, you are the most foolish man. Sabse bewakuf aap ye. To aap rakhe apne paas, aur aap se zyada agar koi bewakuf mile, to use de dena. If you find someone more foolish than you, then give this stick back to him. So he is more deserving than you then. So he took that stick and he went away. Now days and months passed. One day he got this news that the king is very ill. Very ill. And he is on his deathbed. Now Behlul, the pious man, rahimahullah, he went to visit him. He went to ask him, how's your health? And when he enters inside the palace, Behlul asks him, oh Harun Rashid, oh Khalifa, how are you? So he said, no, I'm very ill. I'm very ill and I think my time of journey has come. I'm about to take a journey. So Behlul rahimahullah asked, all right, where are you going on a journey? So he said, I'm going to another world. I'm going to leave this world. I'm going to another world. He said, all right, you're going on a journey to another world. When are you returning back? When are you coming back? You're going on a journey. When are you returning back? So Harun Rashid said, this is such a journey. It's only one way ticket. No return again. One way journey. You're not going to come back again. So Behlul Rahimah asked him, all right, you're going on a journey. And it's such a journey, you're not going to return back. What preparations have you made? Because in this world, whenever you used to make a journey, even if it was for one day or 2 days, you used to make preparations for it months and months before. Yeah, if you wanted to go to a place for a day, you start preparation for it 1 month in advance. Yeah, just for a day, you would start preparations for it. Now, this is such a journey, you're going, and it's only one way, you're not returning back. What preparations have you made? When Behlul Rahimullah said this to the king started crying. He said, no, you're right. I haven't made any preparation for that day. I haven't made any preparation for this journey. Now, Behlul, he took out that wooden stick and he said that, you know, I have found more foolish man than me today. And he gave that stick back to that king. He gave that stick back to that king and said that it means that you are more foolish than me because you haven't prepared for this journey. Now remember, it's a very simple incident, but it teaches us a very, very powerful lesson. The lesson is that, am I ready? Have I prepared for this journey? Because remember, this journey could start any time. It could start any moment. It could start any moment. So the question is, have I prepared for that journey? Have we prepared for that journey? If we haven't, then we cannot delay. We cannot think that, oh, we'll start from tomorrow. We'll start from next day onwards. No. We have to start from now. We have to start from right away. And remember, as I said, it's not difficult at all. It's very easy. The most easiest thing is to get closer to Allah. It's very easy. Allah has made, He's our creator. We need to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, we always have to remember that a day is going to come that we have to leave this world. May Allah subhanahu, we need to make this dua as well, along with our effort, with our koshish amal. We need to always make dua as well that, oh Allah, grant us khatma on iman. Take us from this world in the state of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all husna khatima. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sunnats can be performed now. Jazakum.